EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Bright sunshine today with a high of 80. Northwesterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Clear skies again tonight, lows level off around 41. Lots of sunshine tomorrow, high of 65. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 63.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. USDA's Economic Research Service has updated farm sector profit projections. They're expected to increase in 2021. ERS forecasts inflation-adjusted net cash farm income, which is gross cash income minus cash expenses, to increase $12.6 billion to $133 billion. U.S. net farm income forecast to increase by $18.4 billion from 2020 to $116.8 billion in 2021. Net farm income, a broader measure of farm sector profitability, it incorporates non-cash items like changes in inventories, economic depreciation, gross rental income, and so on. At that level, net farm income would be 24.2% above the 2000 through 2020 average of $94 billion and the highest since 2013. Inflation-adjusted net cash farm income would be 16.9% above the 2000 through 2020 average of $113.8 billion and the highest since 2014. Production expenses expected to grow by $16.3 billion during the same period, somewhat moderating income growth. Additionally, direct government payments to farmers projected to fall by $20.2 billion in 2021. And USDA announced updates to crop insurance. They say the updates are in response to the needs of farmers, including organic producers, and support conservation of natural resources on agricultural land. Specifically, USDA's Risk Management Agency is making permanent a new provision to allow producers to hay, graze, or chop cover crops and still receive a full pre-vetted planting payment. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The Kansas Board of Regents announced a public meeting of the board this morning to vote on a new president for Kansas State University.
Students, faculty, staff, and members of the Kansas State community, it is my honor to introduce you to an accomplished higher education executive, Dr. Richard Linton, as the 15th president of Kansas State University. Dr. Linton.
Richard Linton replaces Richard Myers and comes to K-State from North Carolina State University, where he is Dean of the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences. In other news, a 79-year-old man was arrested earlier this week after authorities said he pointed a gun at a Riley County police officer in Manhattan. The man, identified as Stanley Edward Horman, was arrested in connection with aggravated assault of a law enforcement officer. Horman was released from the Riley County jail after posting a $5,000 bond. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Wichita police say a 55-year-old woman who was trying to cross Rock Road in her wheelchair was hit by a vehicle and died. The crash happened just before 3 p.m. Wednesday near the intersection of Rock Road and Funston Street. Wichita police officer Trevor Macy said the woman was in an electric wheelchair-type device. He said there does not appear to be a crosswalk in that location. just sidewalks on either side of Rock Road.
Just utilize sidewalks and crosswalks where applicable. If there's not a crosswalk, it's usually best to go down to an area where there is one, or at least an area with some flashers or something like that. And if you're driving, just be aware of pedestrians.
And that audio courtesy of KSN. Kansas State University Salina Aerospace and Technology Campus will award tuition-free scholarships for 1 year to eligible incoming freshmen who live in the state. Eligible students will be enrolled in one of K-State Salina's engineering, technology, aviation maintenance, unmanned aircraft systems, applied business, or social work degree options. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Everyone deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Dezine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska health officials say the vast majority of the COVID-19 patients who are filling up the state's hospitals are unvaccinated, and many of them are younger adults. The number of people hospitalized in Nebraska with COVID-19 continues to climb and reached 555 on Tuesday, which was the highest it had been since last winter. The state said just 13% of the adult intensive care unit beds and 20% of the pediatric ICU beds were available Tuesday. The Nebraska Hospital Association says unvaccinated patients in the state's hospitals outnumber vaccinated patients by a ratio of 11 to 1. Grand Island police are trying to track down the person responsible for a pipe bomb that exploded in a shed at a business in the west end of town. Police reports indicate that an employee at Mid-Nebraska Feeds said an unknown explosive device blew up inside a shed on the property. The explosion happened sometime between last Friday and Tuesday. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hi, I'm Laura Howard, Secretary of the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services. In Kansas, there are more than 540,000 people on Medicare, and each day, nearly 10,000 new people enroll nationwide. While Medicare enrollment can seem daunting, it doesn't have to be. That's where SHIC, or the Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas program, comes in. The SHIC program provides seniors across Kansas trusted and unbiased help about Medicare benefits. SHIC counselors provide all the information and options available so you can make an informed decision about your Medicare coverage. We look forward to helping you navigate your way to a Medicare plan that is right for you. The number to call to find your local SHIC counselor is 1-800-860-5260.
Sponsored by the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services and Administration for Community Living, Department of Health and Human Services, and aired in cooperation with this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID cases in Marshall County continue a determined move upward, now with 136 positive, up some 50% from a week earlier, double that of 2 weeks earlier. This includes 7 hospitalizations. The Marshall County Health Department continues to offer vaccinations with walk-in clinics each Tuesday 8 to 4. They now have all 3 vaccines available, first doses and booster shots. Washington County earlier this week reported 26 active cases with a couple of hospitalizations, numbers steady in recent weeks. They're hosting walk-in vaccination clinics on Wednesdays. A murder trial in Gage County District Court scheduled to begin this week was called off with a hearing instead on a state motion regarding admissibility of evidence in the trial of Brandon Long of Beatrice, who's charged with second-degree murder and use of a firearm to commit a felony in connection with the shooting of Alex Rader a year ago. Frankfort Annual Giving Day Tuesday generated 881 gifts totaling nearly $137,000 toward 32 qualified nonprofit groups and causes. Mailing contributions may further boost the totals. Contributions toward the effort are welcome anytime but will not qualify for the match. Additional details, including the leaderboard of contributions, are on the group's website, frankfortgives.com. Vermilion's been awarded a State Department of Transportation grant of $5,000 toward pothole repair and chip seal of Main Street with a 50% community match. This among 20 projects recently approved statewide. Nebraska Department of Economic Development has announced grant recipients for owner-occupied housing rehabilitation, with Blue Springs and Beatrice sharing in the $2.67 million in funding. $315,000 was awarded Blue Springs and Beatrice, $547,000. Pre-application submissions include 7 in Blue Springs and 43 in Beatrice, with final review and recommendations to precede City Council approval. Henry Hank DeKoning, age 100, of Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Faith Baptist Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Burchard Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 5 until 7. At the Wherry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Hank DeKoning. Shirley M. Kern, age 92, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Shirley Kern. Cynthia Cindy Jill Bartlett, age 66, of Diller, passed away Monday. Memorial service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 7. Harmon Wright Mortuary in Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Cindy Bartlett. David M. Stiggy, age 69, of Washington, passed away Monday. Graveside service Friday, 2 p.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Cemetery at Greenleaf. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for David Stiggy. Pat M. Wells, age 70, of rural Odell, passed away Sunday. Memorial service Friday, 2 p.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Wymore. Private family interment at the Prairie Home Cemetery, rural Diller. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 5, at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Pat Wells. Wilmina M. Billy Troxell, age 92, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Private interment at a later date, with the Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Billy Troxell.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures breaking records across the region today as a high-pressure system continues to sit over the Midwest. States like Minnesota, North Dakota, and Wisconsin are seeing temperatures 10 degrees above average today. South Dakota and Iowa are seeing at least 20 degrees above average. And Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri are seeing almost 30 degrees above average. It will start to cool down as we head into tomorrow, but staying well above average throughout the weekend. As for today's forecast, lots of sunshine and a high nearing 80. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight and a low around 41. Cooling down quite a bit as we head into Friday, sunny and a high nearing 65. Winds shift to the north between 10 and 15 miles per hour, gusting as high as 20. Clear skies overnight on Friday with a low around 33. Northeast winds between 5 and 10. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 47. Previous record high on this day 70 could be in jeopardy this afternoon. The average low 26 and the record low 1 below 0. Sunrise this morning 7:29. Sunset this evening at 5:05.
For many of us, it just wouldn't be the holidays without its unique aromas. Some advice today for filling your home with the smells of the season from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, December 2nd, the 336th day of the year. Actress Lucy Liu has a birthday, and Barney Clark became the world's first artificial heart recipient on this day in 1982. From the aromas of cinnamon and nutmeg to the pine fragrance of the Christmas tree, it's the smells of the season that make the holidays unique. And it's easy to keep those fragrances going with a stovetop potpourri. Here's how. In a saucepan, mix a quartered orange, a half cup of cranberries, and a few cinnamon sticks. Fill the pan with water and place on a burner at its lowest setting. As the water evaporates, those trademark holiday aromas will fill your home. Refill with water as needed, and your stovetop potpourri will last for weeks. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more recipe ideas at almanac.com.
Down at Reflections in Marysville, Santa has your Christmas thrill. Lots of Melissa and Doug toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Ho, 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 who wouldn't go? Down at Reflections, click, click, click. Shop for your family like good Saint Nick. Shop for gifts for all galore, mugs and frames and home decor, candles and soaps and things for him, make it festive to the brim. Reflections is open 7 days a week through Christmas.
From the inspired pen of Joseph Martin comes a new sacred work that will truly warm the hearts of all who hear it, The Season of Wonders. This is Deb Logis, and I'm inviting you to join me and the members of the Marshall County Community Choir for our annual Christmas cantata, Sunday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Shine a new light upon the miracles surrounding the birth of Jesus, Sunday, December 5th, 2 p.m., United Methodist Church in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Ricky Council IV scored 17 points. Morris Udeze added 13 points. And Wichita State beat Oklahoma State 60-51 for the Shockers' third straight win at Gallagher-Iber Arena in Stillwater. Wichita State also defeated OSU on its home floor in December of 2017 and 2019. Prior to that, the Shockers were combined 2-17 in Stillwater. The Shockers are the third non-conference team to win three straight at Gallagher-Iber Arena, joining Tulsa and DePaul. Up next for the Shockers, they host Kansas State Sunday, 5 o'clock at Interest Bank Arena in Wichita. And speaking of Kansas State, Nigel Pack scored 17 points and Mark Smith scored 14 with 10 rebounds, and Kansas State opened up in the second half and beat Albany 71-43 at Bramlage Coliseum. And K-State takes on Wichita State Interest Bank Arena Sunday at 5 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
K-State football is preparing to face off against some formidable opponents in its 2022 schedule. The schedule was announced yesterday, which includes 7 home games for K-State. They'll begin the season with 3 straight home games against non-conference opponents, South Dakota, Missouri, and Tulane. And the Big 12 portion of the 2022 season will have the Cats on the road once again as they open up at Oklahoma on September 24th. The Kansas Jayhawks will have a busy schedule in the 2022 football season with the team's bye coming in late October. The Jayhawks start the 2022 season at home as they host Tennessee Tech. Then it's on the road for 2 straight weeks at West Virginia and at Houston, then back home for a contest with Duke right before the Big 12 season starts October 1st. The Jayhawks' home Big 12 games are against Iowa State October 1st, TCU October 8th, Oklahoma State November 5th, and Texas November 19th. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
A handful of high school basketball teams tip off Thursday, including Marysville at Hiawatha. Girls at 6, boys to follow on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Axtell home to Donovan West, Diller Odell hosting Pawnee City. Marysville is host to Sabetha Friday, live broadcast on KNDY.
The Axtell Eagles are the 2021 8-man football champions, and we're here to discuss it as we hear from players and coaches all week long on the TVL Spotlight. Then we transition quickly into Twin Valley League basketball starting on Thursday. I'll tell you what you need to know about TVL Hoops, the TVL Spotlight, on the podcast page at KNDYRadio.com.
Dress up the holidays or give gifts that continue giving throughout the year with these low-maintenance gardening trends. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Terrariums are mini greenhouses, perfect for the new or timid gardener. Just plant a few small tropical plants, moisten the soil, close the lid, and you have a self-contained growing chamber. Growing succulents is a great choice for busy gardeners. You won't need much space to enjoy the subtle colors and dramatic form of these drought-tolerant plants. Just place them in a sunny window and water whenever the soil is dry. Unique and amazing air plants can certainly be described as the definitive easy care plant. No soil is needed for these versatile plants. Just hang them in a bright location and soak in tepid, non-softened water once every week or two. Display them in an open terrarium, shell, or another decorative container. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Rise and shine, it's Elsie Grace's annual pajama party this Saturday. Come shop in your pajamas from 7 to noon and get a special discount. Enjoy samples of fudge, shop a wide variety of gifts for everyone on your list, and do it all in your pajamas. Only at Elsie Grace's in Frankfort this Saturday. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
In the spring of 2001, several people were taken hostage in the Philippines by terrorists and held for over a year. Two of those held against their will were Martin and Gracia Burnham. We look back 20 years to an event that got the attention of the world on this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can you help your community make a turnaround for the better? Andrew McCrae covers these topics and many others in his book, The Total Town Makeover. It's just one of 6 books you'll find from Andrew McCrae at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on the books tab at the top of the page. They're based on Andrew's American Countryside broadcast, perfect for you, and they make great gifts, too. Go to AmericanCountryside.com and click on the books tab for gifts for you and others this season.
In March 2001, Martin and Gracia Burnham were among several hostages taken by the group Abu Sayyaf in the Philippines. They had been in the country 16 years, with Martin working as a pilot, shuttling supplies to missionaries in remote villages.
We knew that when the Philippine military would find us, it was just indiscriminate shoot up the camp. There was never selective gunfire, and we knew we were in trouble.
In fact, Martin was killed over a year after the crisis began, as the Philippine army stormed the camp where they were being held. The pair were hiked miles each day with little food or water.
There were so many days in the jungle that we starved. There were like 125 Abu Sayyaf and 20 hostages. Those are a lot of people in the jungle to feed.
They wondered if anyone was working for their peaceful release.
We thought, someone needs to ransom us out of here. And I would ask Martin, how can we expect someone to ransom us when we don't believe in that?
But someone from Dallas heard their story and paid a large ransom. But
the FBI delivered the ransom to the group that didn't have us.
The militants had become disgruntled and splintered into many groups, and those ransom dollars went into the wrong hands.
I used to wonder why I came home from the jungle. Why didn't the strong one, Martin, come home? Because he was the one that always kept our minds right. And the strong one died in a gun battle. And the weak one came home.
You can hear the full interview on our Farming the Countryside podcast. Just go to farmingthecountryside.com and look for episode 171. Gracia continues to speak to many groups about her experiences and her Christian faith. The final piece of the story that you won't want to miss is next time as we travel the countryside. In Derby, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Homestead Real Estate and Auction will sell farmland for the Mervin and Marjorie family farms Friday, December 3rd. Two tracts, including 271 acres more or less, Pottawatomie County, Kansas cropland, sell at 10 a.m. at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine. Tract 1 is 204 acres more or less, terrace cropland, the balance mostly hayed waterways. Tract 2, 36 acres more or less, terraced cropland with one hayed waterway. The two farms are three-quarter mile away from each other on the paved Westmoreland Road with utility and rural water service. Then at 2 p.m. Friday, 246 acres Marshall County, Kansas cropland will sell. Tract 1, 82 acres more or less cropland, Majority Creek bottom, Elm Creek and timber, features recreational hunting and fishing. And Tract 2, 79 acres cropland north of Highway 9. The farm is 46 acres terraced. 33 acres, majority of bottom ground. For inspection or information, contact Homestead Real Estate. This land auction for the Merv and Marge Nord family farms will be held Friday with the 10 a.m. sale at St. Columbkeel's Parish Hall at Blaine, the 2 p.m. sale at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazen Camp Trust Saturday, December 4th. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale to be held northwest of Baileyville at 2504 B Road, Axtell. The real estate includes a 7.5-acre parcel with a well-kept 1997 two-bedroom ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding, metal roof, several outbuildings included on the property. The remainder of the farmland will be sold in several tracts. They will be selling tractors, trucks, a combine, grain and livestock trailers, machinery, a Great Plains no-till grain drill, front loader, rotting mower, UTV, and more. This real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazen Camp Trust Saturday begins at 10:30 with the real estate. Household and tools sell at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. Sale at 2504 B Road, Axtell. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. Klein Realty and Auction will conduct a real estate and farm machinery auction for the Stephen Hazen Camp Trust Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road at Axtell. Real estate sells at 10:30, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery. To be sold, 284 acres of Nemahal County farmland, pastureland, and farmstead in six tracts. The farmstead is a 7.5-acre parcel with a two-bedroom, 1997 ranch-style home, full basement, half-finished, vinyl siding and metal roof, several outbuildings, including a two-car garage. The other farmland will be sold in several tracts. The machinery items will include tractors, trucks, combine, grain and livestock trailer, plus a front loader, machinery, riding mower, UTV, and more. For inspection of real estate, call John Klein, broker and auctioneer with Klein Realty and Auction. This real estate and farm machinery auction, Saturday, December 4th at 2504 B Road, Axtell, begins at 10:30 with the real estate, household and tools at noon, followed by vehicles and machinery.
Snow removal on an acreage can be challenging. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The equipment you'd need usually involves tractors and blades, so it's important to take extra safety precautions as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Commodity Classic is the one-of-a-kind farming experience where you can talk to the engineer who developed that piece of equipment. Talk to the seed dealer to find out what products work best for you. Talk to the experts and get inside their heads to get real answers in real time and get real feedback on the information you need. Commodity Classic is the place to do it all. Be in New Orleans March 10th through 12th for the largest farmer-led, farmer-focused agricultural and educational experience. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Is a very handy piece of machinery to have when clearing snow in the wintertime, and pushing it around with the blade is very efficient. But snow also adds another dimension of risk in terms of operation. Mark Hanna is an extension ag engineer at Iowa State University. He says a tractor that's being used for snow removal must have a rollover protection system.
It's relatively common that the tractor is not going to be on a level roadway, but something maybe kind of on a side slope. Maybe you're pushing the snow around, kind of get off on the edge of an embankment. You don't know where the edge of that embankment is a lot of times, too. You know, it's just like tall weeds in the summertime and tractor overturn hazards. You can end up with the same type of situation with loose snow.
Stay clear of obstacles like stumps and rocks that are close to the embankment. Surfaces can be slick, adding to the instability. Hannah says even though you'll be driving the tractor slower than usual, it can still skid off the road if it hits a patch of ice. Quite often when we have to fight the cold and snow, we rush, and this can make the task even more dangerous.
If you've got a front-end loader and you're doing any maintenance around it, certainly make sure that you've got it mechanically blocked up. Don't rely on the hydraulics if you get underneath it, that type of thing. And then on the blower, just like small snow blowers, you want to make sure you stop the power to the blower and disengage the power to the blower and probably stop the engine before attempting to clean anything out of the discharge area.
Visibility is another issue, especially if you'll be out while it's still snowing. Be sure all the lights on the tractor are working so other vehicles in the area can see you. Find more tips for snow removal safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
am fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
What can you do when the federal government doesn't follow its own laws? Find out today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly. A farmer's work is never done, and the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
New is fine, but when it comes to customer service, give me old-fashioned any day. Gempler's is a family-owned independent farm and home supply company that's been around since 1939. You call and get a real person to help you find just the right problem-solving tool or gear to work smarter, safer, and more comfortably. Shop Gempler's.com or give them a call. Phone number's on the website. Again, that's Gempler's.com. How does the American Coalition for Ethanol feel about Washington's handling of the renewable fuel standard? In a word, frustrated. Coalition CEO Brian Jennings.
Let's just say, Daryl, that we used to spend a lot more of our resources lobbying Congress. And ever since the RFS went into effect and we've had these seemingly annual court battles, we have diverted more of our resources into litigation, and that's really unfortunate. We don't enjoy taking EPA to court on these things, but we have to defend our members and our interests when the law is being violated.
Jennings says the coalition has struggled a lot with EPA's handling of the issue of small refinery blending waivers.
There were recent comments, and maybe they were taken out of context. I hope they were, but current EPA Administrator Michael Regan, apparently he said, we're not going to make the farmers happy and we're not going to make the refiners happy on what we're going to do with the renewable volume obligations. And once again, we're not looking to be made happy. We're looking for them to follow the law. The statute is crystal clear about what the volume should be. The statute is crystal clear with respect to who should get a waiver and who should not. That's all we're asking for.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With 3 finance specialists on hand to get you moving in a quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, today is the last day of the Amarillo Farm Show going on at the Civic Center in Amarillo, Texas. And as we've talked with Livingston Machinery, we sat down with them to talk about their booth at the Amarillo Farm Show and how the response has been after the COVID-19 pandemic and people getting back together in person. As we sat down with Kyle from Livingston Machinery.
The farm show is going wonderful. We've got beautiful outside, so everybody's outside doing something, but hoping for a good crowd starting in the morning again.
He said they were excited at the Amarillo Farm Show to be talking about some of their latest projects as they are the official dealers of Fendt and Malibu products in the Mid-America region to help you on the farm.
We've got 5 locations, 2 in Oklahoma, 3 in West Texas, and we are your local Fendt dealer, Fendt Tractors, and Manitou telehandlers. And so we here in the booth, we've got 2-3 Fendt Tractors here, a and a couple little loaders, and then also a Staley steamer, which is the hay steamer we use, along with a small square biter. So our booth is full, lots of equipment. Come climb in it, look at it, look at this new 1000 series, the new 900 series, and we've got the horsepower sitting right here in the booth.
He goes on to say that they have both new and a pre-owned inventory for you to look at.
Yes, new and used, so lots of everything as far as the used side. We've got it on the ground. Inventory is getting thin, just like anybody else right now, but give us a shout. We've got... Well, if we don't have what you're looking for, we'll help you find it. And when it does come in, we'll get you fixed up with it.
And he says if you need financing.
No problem at all. We handle a finance through AgCo Finance or AgDirect or with your local bank. So we can handle that for you. No problem.
Again, that's Kyle with Livingston Machinery. You can find them online at livingstonmachinery.com. Also, make sure to check them out at the Amarillo Farm Show. Today is the last day of that Amarillo Farm Show at the Civic Center in Amarillo, Texas. You can find a schedule of events online at ideaggroup.com. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. University of Illinois weed scientists have confirmed resistance to the herbicide dicamba in Illinois. In the study, dicamba controlled 65% of the water hemp in the field when applied at the labeled rate. And in the greenhouse, plants showed a 5 to 10-fold reduction in dicamba efficacy compared with sensitive plants. It's not a huge level of resistance, but the population has never been sprayed with dicamba or the relative 2,4-D, which is also resistant. The team tested dicamba resistance in the same field back in 2014 and 15. It showed an 80% efficacy. Dicamba resistance was recently documented in Tennessee water hemp population and in a Tennessee population of Palmer amaranth. Dicamba has been used in Illinois at least 50 years, with more acreage being planted to dicamba-tolerant soybeans. Use of the chemical is on the rise with increasing selective pressure. Dicamba resistance could spread quickly. In the latest crop progress and condition report out from USDA, showed the Kansas winter wheat crop at 62% good to excellent, 28% fair, and 10% in the poor to very poor category. And the Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service seeking public comment on proposed amendments to its import regulations for horses. The proposed amendments would better align regulations with international standards, according to USDA. The proposal also allows both APHIS and the equine industry more flexibility for permitting imports while continuing to mitigate the risk of bringing contagious equine metris, or CEM, into the U.S. The proposal was posted in the Federal Register on Friday, with the comment period opening yesterday. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
When you have extremes of wet and dry weather, you'll have problems with moldy feed corn. Keep an eye on it so your animals don't get sick. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio. Providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's smart to make the right agronomic choices, and it's even smarter to get rewarded for them. With the Bayer Plus Rewards program, you earn cash back on seed, herbicides, and other eligible products. And it keeps getting smarter, because now you can earn an additional 10% bonus when you send your redemption check to your retailer. To learn more, contact your retailer today. Protect your yields and get the most from your land with Bayer Plus Rewards. Visit MyBayerPlus.com and see program terms and conditions for full details.
If you're not planning for the future, you're already falling behind. Thinking about what's next on your farm means staying one step ahead. At Commodity Classic, you'll cultivate better strategies to modernize your operation, where you can focus on yield and take your profits to the next level. The future is in your hands when you join us in New Orleans, March 10th through 12th, 2022. Learn more at CommodityClassic.com.
Weather was too wet in some areas and too dry in others. Both extremes increase the risk of feed corn becoming moldy, which increases the risk of mycotoxin formation. This causes health problems in animals that ingest it. High levels of toxin can interfere with the immune system, cause liver damage, and affect hormonal changes. Mike Hutchins is a retired dairy specialist at the University of Illinois. He says there are four common mycotoxins found in corn.
You have a lot of wet conditions and cool, then bromatoxin or D-O-N, DON, they call it, can come into play. Another one that would fall in the category would be what they call the T2 toxins, and then the third one would be the rolinone. Now, aflatoxin is basically drought-stressed corn, hot conditions, and usually the corn maybe has a small amount of insect damage or challenge to it.
Corn should be dried to less than 15% moisture and properly cooled and stored to resist mold and mycotoxins. The corn should look wholesome without patches of white or black molds. If you're not sure about the condition of the feed, keep an eye on your animals after they've eaten it.
Watch two things. Watch dry matter intake, and then watch any fecal changes in the animal. And that may give you a pretty good early warning then that the animal is telling you that something is not digesting properly in that corn.
You could dilute it with clean corn and only allow well-conditioned animals access to it. Adding a mycotoxin binder made from yeast or clay might prevent the toxin from being absorbed. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about mold and mycotoxins in feed corn at agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday today. Still mostly higher in the grain market. Mix of the livestock is how we're going through the day. Livestock is struggling just a little bit. But the grain markets, corn, wheat, soybeans doing relatively well today. December corn's up right now 9 3/4, sitting at 581 3/4. The Kansas City wheat for December's up 16 3/4, sitting at 831. Over in the bean market, soybeans for January are up 19 1/4, seeing some big leads there, trying to regain some of the losses that they've had over the last couple of days, sitting at 1247 1/2. The bean meal for December up a buck right now at 357 1/2. And the soybean oil for December growing up 77 cents right now at 55.82. Over in the livestock market right now, it's kind of a battle between the cattle feeders and the packers that are trying to find the proper price for the continued purchases and sales in the meat industry, as packers continue to offer near $138 rates with no success. And this week's cash market is kind of lagging a little bit with purchases after the Thanksgiving break last week. So as they try to haggle on some of the prices, we have seen a slowdown in some of these sales. In the north, we are seeing prices between 139 to 140, but volumes do remain small for the week compared to the last prior weeks going into the holiday right now. Live cattle for December is up right now today at $1.37, sitting at $137.37. Feeder cattle are struggling just a little bit. They're down 60 cents right now, sitting at 165.22. Lean hogs are mostly in the green. December lean hogs are up 92 cents at 74.55. Over in the stock market today, we are seeing some big gains going on, trying to rebound from the last couple days of roller coaster numbers as the Dow Joneses continues to climb. They're currently sitting up 659 points at 34,681. The S&P growing as well, up 71 points at 45.84. And the NASDAQ up by 150 right now at 15,404. That's a change from earlier today where they bounced it into the red for a small period. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Thursday.
Truck? SUV? Truck? SUV. That's the only choice you'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select in-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expires month.
Oh, Waterville Community Connections will feature Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday, December 4th. They'll have activities for kids and the entire family. Set of photo ops, cookie and gingerbread house decorating, Christmas ornament making, hot chocolate and coffee bar, snacks and goodies downtown, Mrs. Claus story time at the library. Santa Express on the Central Branch Rail runs 3 till 4:30. They'll have Santa arriving at 5 with hot soup and cinnamon rolls, the community center beginning at 5, and a Christmas tree lighting ceremony in Waterville Saturday evening at 6.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.